Hello, this is Eddie Martin. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Okay. This is Kimberly. I don't think I've ever met you before, so yeah.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. There are several people that, so Christopher, I thought was my project manager. Now I think someone named Sam Jones, and then now I'm not certain what, and apparently Christopher is gone until next week sometime, and I had a deadline of a project that was supposed to be completed, so I'm not really on page with what's going on, so... I was told that the project would be ready, and now the person is on vacation until next week. And I had been speaking directly with Christopher Buck, and now I spoke with Sam briefly, but I apparently Sam's not available now, and so I don't know what's going on, honestly. So I know I've paid, you know, $1,000, but, you know.
Hey, Kimberly, this is Sam here. This is Sam here. All right.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that. This inconvenience. You don't need to worry about anything. Or actually, let me clear your confusion. What happened? Actually, Christopher is on vacation. So that's why for meantime, like for 3 or 4 days, I am communicating with you. Otherwise, Christopher is the one who is taking care of your entire project. And he is your project manager. He is taking care of your project completely. And you are also directly contacting with Christopher. So right now he is on vacation. That's why for 3 or 4 days I am on the call and I am speaking with you to take care of a little bit things. And
right.
Okay,
so,
today?
Right. So basically I appreciate you speaking with me. But essentially, what I wanted to communicate is that nothing is happening on the project. And it was, I was given a date, and I'm perfectly fine. I mean, everyone should go on vacation, but I just wasn't given any, because I would have said, let's finish it prior to vacation, because apparently he's not back until sometime next week. And so I need to, like, either I need to pull the project and just go elsewhere, because this has been languishing at this point. Because it's been, 2 weeks now, he won't, I mean, I appreciate you giving me feedback, that's amazing, but it just doesn't get to the end of the project, if you understand what I mean. So it's like I have to stay on point, and I'm perfectly fine with, I mean, I think he deserves a vacation, absolutely. But I was just like, he gave me information things were going to go forward, and now it's just like dead in the water until he gets back next week. And then you're giving me, I mean, I understand you're speaking with me. That's amazing. The only thing is that doesn't get to the end goal. That makes sense. So, I mean, I appreciate the feedback, but the point was, and I know you're coming in late on the situation, is that the book was supposed to be finished, right? I gave him all the resources to do that. So it was my expectation that maybe Friday would be done, but he's not even here. So, and he doesn't get back till next week sometime, and it's random. I mean, no one has really said specifically what that means. But it's just like a 2-week languishing. I mean, you know, we're into February, and the thing was supposed to be, and I'm laughing because it's kind of funny. Just because, I mean, I haven't been like a taskmaster. I mean, I'm not like with a whip or anything. I mean, because that's ridiculous. Who does that? I mean, this is a friendly thing. Everybody's on the same team. But I just feel like it's out of pocket, like the communication hasn't been as good, like towards the end portion, which, you know, I tried to come up with resolutions so that we could meet, but there was nothing that anyone, I mean, we, in communication with Christopher, never told me anything about, I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks, and so let's try to get this done ahead of time, you know what I mean? So it's just like in the middle of the things that we were doing, he's like out of town, and maybe he was given an offer that he just couldn't pass up, and I get it, you know, that someone said, hey, I'll pay you $2,000 to go on vacation and not do the project for a month.
No, it's not like that. No, it's not like, let me explain you.
But I didn't know that we were negotiating on that, because I would have, you know, said, well, listen, if somebody else is giving you an offer to not do the project, let me pull it now so I can just do something else and then just finish it, like, elsewhere, right? Because it would have been cool. Because I, you know, everybody has to do what they have to do. My major point is just, like, no one communicated with me. Like, I try to have an open communication, but, like, he didn't say anything. Because he told me before, like, he went on vacation, like, I keep reiterating, it's beautiful to go on vacation. It's a good thing. Everybody deserves it. And Christopher has worked hard, you know, definitely to a point. And then it's just, I know it seemed to be like a sliding scale where it's like, I know something else is like, I know he has to, I'm not his only client, and thank God for that. But all I wanted to say is it's just, you know, this is not what my expectation is, because I know you quoted me that my book will be, you know, that everything would be done, that it would be finished on Friday. He's not, he's like out of town.
Hang on. Let me.
I mean, you're providing feedback, but I need to have the book done. You know what I'm saying? I need to. Like, you're saying, like, are you going to be able to, are you working on his behalf, and when is he supposed to be back? Because this is not what we talked about. I just need to pull it then. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it's just, it's not, I don't think it's working now. It doesn't seem that it, I mean, I'm not sure what other things, factors are going on, but it's just, this is not what my expectation was, that he would just, and again, you know, I want to emphasize, I'm happy that he's on vacation, and I'm glad, and I'm sure that, you know, he got a deal that he just couldn't pass up, and that's great, but that just leaves me, like, you know, kind of like, I don't have what I need. And what was, you know what I mean? And this has been,
yes,
this was supposed to be finished, like, before 2023, and it's still, you know, February, and, like, this nothing. I mean, it's just, like, yeah, I mean, it's a thing. I'm just, you know, not really good with that, as I have to say. It's kind of, I'm not really good with it. So,
okay, Kimberly, let me clear your confusion. All right, thank you so much to give me a chance to speak. All right, actually, the point is, Christopher is on vacation. It's not like he's got an emergency. That's why he went to the vacation. Right, and he will come back on Monday. He got the emergency, right? That's why he went on the vacation, and he will be come back on Monday, definitely, for sure. And that's why I'm taking care of all the projects from him, like whatever the project they are looking, he's looking for, I am taking care of it, right? And for your project also, I am taking care of it for a time being. And your book is about to be published, right? And today, I'm being honest with you, like, after 1 hour or after 30 minutes, I was, like, about to call you, right, to get the verification code, because we are going to put your book on the publishing stage. And, yeah, that's the reason. So we are working on your book, and we already done with that, and now we are the publishing stage, and we are about to publish your book. And the thing that you are saying, like, is what happening, what's going on, and Christopher will be come back on next week. He's on vacation. No, he's on vacation because he got some emergency. That's why he went out. And I really apologize from his behalf. Like, he didn't let you know about that. And might possibly he got an emergency, a serious emergency in his family. So that's why he went out early, and might be he didn't let you know for that some reasons. But he told me to taking care of you and go ahead and complete her work, whatever the publishing is and other stuff. So that's why I'm taking care of it, and you are speaking with me, and this is the second time you are speaking with me. And that's why I schedule a call with you on Friday, because we need to move your book on the publishing stage, right? Because for the publishing stage, we need to open the account. An account will send you the verification code. And right now, I just let my my colleague now, like, who is working on the publishing department, he sent you the verification code on your email. If it's possible to you, can you check your email and let us know the verification code? What was that? So we can start the publishing process. So can you let me know?
I thought I had done this already, but I'm happy to do that again. Maybe something else. Okay. So the number is, can you hear me?
Yes.
126-275.
126-275. Just give me 1 second. Let me see. It's working. Hang on. Stay with me, please.
So, but is everything complete, Sam, or no?
Just give me one moment. He just tried to log in. He's putting this code right there. Just give me 1 second, please. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your patience. Okay. So now it's been logged in, right? Thank you so much for the confirmation, right? So the next step would be, because this step will be taking place like tomorrow, because I schedule a call with you tomorrow. But now we already did today, so I think there is no call for tomorrow. And I will send you a preview, the next step. Let me tell you the next step. What would be the next step is, now I will go ahead and upload your book and for the publishing stage, right? And then they will send me the preview. Like, so I will share with you the preview, complete preview. Once you will be review it and everything looks fine to you, then we will go ahead and publish your book, right? This is a step. This is the one step behind to publish your book. What's that? I will share with you the preview. Once I submit the book for the publishing, they will send me a preview to review the complete book and the steps as well. So I will share with you, once you approve it, then we will go ahead and publish your book right away. Make sense to you?
Yes, see, I thought, okay, I just thought that part in, you know, if I have never done this, so, you know,
I'll assist you.
I've never actually published, so I do have a couple of questions, because I thought that it had been reviewed already, but there's a review after the review. So when you give them the final copy, and then they have you look at it again to make sure that it's as you would like it to be. Is that what you're saying? Because it has been reviewed already.
It's been reviewed already. Okay, that's totally fine. Actually, what happened whenever
I'm
you need to submit.
Oh, so that actually was a question. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't communicate well. So I'm asking, so the first question was, it has been reviewed already by the team, and I guess that would be maybe yes or no before it was sent to publish. Is that correct? Is that yes?
Yes,
or
it's already reviewed by the team. Yes, it is.
Okay. And then the second question was, I'm sorry for not being clear. The second question was in reference to the book, when it's uploaded on Amazon, they give you a sample copy to look at first before it goes live. Is that correct?
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Now, so once I will have the sample copy, I will share with you, right, from my hand,
now,
my team will be review it, and you also review it, right? You will be see the sample copy.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that, and thank you for that, Sam. You may not have been on tape. Well, you probably haven't been updated on the oddities with my internet and, you know, things that are breached.
So what I had told Christopher is that I didn't want anything sent to me that could be tampered with. So I had given him authority to do the corrections there because mm-hmm. it was a lot of things that shouldn't be happening in, you know, with my computer. It's not secure. So I don't want any document that I care anything about to be in a situation where it could be tampered with, essentially. So while I would like to look at the final copy, I don't want a copy that can be manipulated by someone else, if that makes sense. That can be a copy that could be screwed up or harmed or, you know, erased or something put in there that shouldn't be there. So I don't know, you know, how, if you're able to make changes to it or it's just something that you visually look at. Or if I did see something or if someone did flag someone something that was incorrect, how do they address it when it's in that form? Do they have accessibility to make changes or no to that document is the question, if that makes sense.
Yes, it totally makes sense to me. If you, whenever I will send the sample and you feel you need to be added something or something like that, you want to change or remove, we have accessibility to make the changes on the bug.
And so I would have the accessibility too.
You will have it?
Right. So I understand what you're saying. So I don't want that document sent to me because I cannot verify that it won't be trash once it gets into, because the network is not secure. It's just not secure. That's the way I can say it. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to not have any document sent to me that has accessibility where someone could make changes to it. Do you see what I'm saying? I would like for all the changes to be made at your location, please, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So that it can mm-hmm. because you have greater systems of control.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in a greater firewall than I do, so the accessibility is not so wide open as it is here. It's pointless for me to try to, you know, it just doesn't make sense, and I don't want to do it. It just, I don't, you know, I've done the work, and I don't really want to do this at this point. So if you all could, you know, just, I mean, I'd like to review it, but just I'm not good with the system as it is currently, so I prefer not to, if that makes sense. Not that I don't want it reviewed, but perhaps if you could send some, I don't know if you could send something that is in the view form only where there's no authority to make any changes. I'd have to, where the changes could would have to be authorized, like in another form, like I'd have to say, oh, on page, you know, blah, 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 you know, then there needs to be a correction. But something that's a live copy where anybody who can break in and have access can do whatever they want to, I don't want that sent to me, if that makes sense.
Yes, it absolutely makes sense to me. Why do you, don't you worry about that? So what I will do, if whatever the sample, I will get it right. So my team will be review it completely, right? And if my team feels it, like, is there anything needs to be changed or update or remove or added, my team will do it on your behalf, and definitely we will go ahead and publish your book after that.
Yes, that's what I'd like. Okay,
no, that's
just
fine.
That's what I was communicating before, that I just didn't want that accessibility
mm-hmm.
on this end because I don't have enough firewalls and, you know, it's not accessible here. Yeah, it's too accessible, too open, too rigged. I'm not going to do it. So,
I really got your point. No problem with that.
Perfect.
Right? I will go ahead. My team will be doing it on your behalf. Don't need to worry about that so far. As we scheduled already a call for tomorrow, so what we will do, we will just cancel the call for tomorrow, okay, because we already did today. And now, because tomorrow I will definitely go ahead and get the verification code and these all kind of things we will discuss for tomorrow. But we already, speaking with you and definitely we have discussed all the things. So there's no need for the tomorrow call. So we should have to cancel the tomorrow scheduled call. And as we have already discussed today. So now the next step, again, I'm repeating the next step because the verification code is shared with me and we are already logged in and we are on the publishing stage. So now we are just uploading the book for the publishing, right? And once I will have the sample, my team will review it. And then after the review the complete book and all kind of changes and all that, whatever the thing will be required, my team will do it on your behalf and after it, right back, we will go ahead and publish your book. And then I will update you.
Okay.
And right now, just stay with me. Just stay with me on the line. Or I'm sending you the social media calendar along with the GIF. And we use a music on the GIF and in the background of the GIF. So you can review it. And whatever your feedback would be, you can share with me by email. I'm sending you an email right now after this call. Okay. After this call, you will receive a call from my you will receive an email from my hand, and in that email having attachment of the social media calendar. You already approved that, I guess, because Christopher was saying me you like the calendar, but in the GIF, we need to use some music or something like that, right? So we already used that music, which is copyright-free music, whenever we will be posted on the social media pages, so nobody can able to claim on it like a copyright issue or something. So we use a copyright free music in the background. You can review it and whatever your feedback is, you can share with me. And if you want to make some change or anything, whatever the feedback would be, we will follow the instructions and we will go from there and we will start posting on the social media pages. That's fine.
All right. So just as a wrap-up, thank you so much, Sam, for giving clarity. I do appreciate that, and I do apologize for just going on and not letting you get a word in initially. Sorry about that. That was not good on my part.
I really do understand.
Yeah. So anyway, you've given me clarity. But my next question is in reference to, so you're saying that it's going to live, and that it has to be reviewed. What is the time frame for review for before it's actually, approved and ready for sale? Do you know, will it be another week, or what is your thought on that?
Actually, what happened, there's a process and there's a steps. Let's say today we will go ahead and update the book on for the publishing, and they will let us the time frame, they will give us the time frame, like how sooner they will provide me the sample. Once they provide me the sample, and once we will approve the sample, then after that it will not take that 24, 48 business hours, not more than that. But they will take time, like how sooner they will provide me the sample. If you allow me for a quick second, so I can confirm the time frame, exact time frame from my publishing team right away. Just give me a second if you don't mind.
Sure. Yeah, take your time. Yeah, I'll be here. Okay.
Hey, Kimberly, I'm back. I'm so sorry about that. Are you there?
Okay.
Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I confirmed the time frame, what happened. Today I will submit the book, right, and itself they will take like 3 business days, like tomorrow is Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Till Tuesday, I will have a sample, right? And then my team will be review within a day, within 24 hours, my team will review it completely, like on Wednesday. And then once we review it, and we will submit the book for the live, for the publishing. And itself for the publishing, they will take 24 to 48 business hours to make your book live on the platform.
Okay.
So in next week till Friday, hopefully your book will be live on the platform on the Amazon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This process.
No. Okay. All right. So that's the process. Okay. Well, thank you so much. So, you know, just repeating, you said on Tuesday that they will actually upload it?
No. Today it will be uploaded by my team, right? And
it'll give you a summary.
And then, yes, before the day end on Tuesday, my team will receive a sample from the platform, from the Amazon. And then on Wednesday, my team will review it completely. And if everything goes fine, so on Wednesday, my team will submit the book for the publishing, for the live. And then they will take 24 to 48 business hours to make it live, like Thursday or Friday, your book will be live.
Okay, great.
That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
No problem with that. And after this call, you will receive an email from my hand, right, directly. And in that email, having attachment of the social media, along with the GIF, because you already approved the social media calendar, but the GIF. And the GIF having a background music as well. So you can review it if you feel this background music is fine, that's totally understand. Then we will go ahead and start posting on the social media. Okay. Anything else, Kimberly, from my hand? Any confusion in your mind? I hope I clear all the confusion. I hope so.
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you for that. I appreciate
thank,
that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Anything else I can help you with, brother?
Yeah, just please, if you get the opportunity before I do, just give my best to Christopher and whatever his emergency is. I hope all is well and that I, you know, just, you know, look forward to speaking with him when he returns.
No problem with that, right? I will let him know.
Yes, but all is well.
Yes.
All is well. You cleared it up, so it's good.
No problem. I will drop a text message to him, and once he will be feel comfortable, like when from the emergency, right, definitely he will give you the call back. Otherwise, he will be in the office on Monday, so he will definitely call you back on Monday then. If he will not be tomorrow then, okay? Not a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Kimberly, for mine?
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.